In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. This month, the first two students graduated from the new nursing program at Front Range Community College. Edith Matizik is program director of the Bachelor of Science program and says registered nurses with higher education levels have better patient outcome.
I'm so excited, even with these two students, for them to have this awareness that maybe I could be a leader. They have confidence in understanding their abilities to really make a difference for patient outcomes and ultimately in our healthcare systems.
In 2018, Colorado passed legislation making the program possible to address a nursing shortage. Predictions show Colorado will need an additional 4,500 bachelor's prepared nurses in 3 years. About one-third of LGBTQ youth experience homelessness. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports two Colorado Springs nonprofits are partnering to give young people a place to warm up this winter.
LGBTQ nonprofit Inside Out Youth Services and youth homeless shelter The Place have launched a warming center for teens and young adults regardless of how they identify. Experts say LGBTQ and non-binary young people are more than twice as likely to experience homelessness than their heterosexual and cisgender peers. Inside Out director Jesse Pocock says they're offering hot food, winter gear, and mental health services.
Our LGBTQ plus youth who are homeless are real vulnerable to things like sexual violence, sexual trafficking. If we do nothing else this winter for our young people on the streets, it's we give them a place to come in and get warm.
Officials say more than 350 teens in Colorado Springs are homeless. The warming center is located downtown at Inside Out and is open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Some good news out of Steamboat Springs. A 103-year-old woman has survived the coronavirus. The Pilot in Today reports that Lucille Ransom recovered from COVID-19 after experiencing symptoms that included a cough and muscle aches. She lives at a senior living community. It's 26 degrees in Denver, 17 in Rangeley, 31 in Fruita. This is CPR News.